The reading is taken from the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, and can be found on page 1190 in your church Bible. Request for prayer. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sheena. As we come to God's word, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is life. That your word encourages and builds us up. And so, Father, I pray for each one of us this morning. I pray that we would hear your invitation to action and your encouragement of your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to do something slightly different today, and that's going to involve you as much as it's going to involve me, but I'll come to that in a minute. We're coming to the end of our time in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, two letters written by Paul to the church in Thessalonica. A young church that has been wrestling and struggling with the idea of the end times. When is Jesus coming back, and what does it mean for those people who have died in the faith? And Paul wrote his first letter to them addressing that, and we've looked at that over the last few weeks. And then it seems that out of encouragement, out of frustration, out of another event that happened, Paul quite quickly wrote a second letter, recapping some of the things and just extending some of his understanding to this church. But we're coming towards the end of this letter and the end of this series, and next week will be our final session in Thessalonians. And so at the end of Paul's letter, having outlined the things that he's wanted to teach the church, he comes with some final requests of the people and a final reminder of who God is. And so his two requests to this young church both come under the topic of prayer. It says, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it is with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. Two things that he asks for the prayers of that church to do. To pray that God's word would spread rapidly, unceasing. That it would move at an unstoppable pace. Just as they had seen, as they had received it in Thessalonica. And secondly, to pray for them in the midst of the battle. With people as they share the word, others that say they have faith and speak something different. Pray for them that they would stay strong and that God would deliver from them from that attack. And so I was thinking this morning about what to talk about. How do I expand that? And I kind of thought, it just says pray. Just pray for those two things. So what I want to encourage us to do, I know we've had some time of prayer, but I want to encourage us just to stop and to pray for those two things. It might be that you want to do that by yourself, in silence. It might be that you want to just, with the person next to you, pray for those two areas. But we're going to do one at a time. And the first thing to pray for, particularly as we've talked about at this Christmas time, we want to pray for our nation, pray for our city, pray for this community here, that God's word would go out, that who he is and what he's done for us would go out into the streets of this nation, and that it would bring life to people. And so there may be a particular situation. It might be the nation that you want to pray for. It might be for this city. It might be for a particular group of people that you want to pray for. But I just want to encourage us just for a few minutes, just to pray for God's word to go out with unstoppable pace. So as I say, that can be just by yourself, or if you want to turn with a person next to you and pray with them, that's totally up to you. But just a few minutes, just to pray for that particular thing. And as we bring those prayers to a close, Father, we thank you that your word is a seed that is planted in people's lives. Father, we pray for our nation, our city, our communities. We pray for soil that will receive that seed. Father, we pray that your word would grow in people's lives. Father, we pray for those that are close to you, and Father, those that are far from you. Father, we pray particularly at this Christmas time, a story and a message perhaps familiar to some, but many who have never even heard the story of Christmas. Father, we pray that your word would go out through services and Christmas gatherings across our city and nation, but in the individual conversations of people in our streets, in our office places, in schools, in carol services, in buildings and in parks and streets around the city. Father, we pray that your word would go out and that lives would be changed. In Jesus' name. Amen. And the second thing that Paul asks for prayer is that they may be delivered from the wicked and evil people. For not everyone has faith. As they speak the light, the word of faith to people, the truth that Jesus is everything, that nothing can be added to the good news of Jesus. People around in them challenging that, changing that, saying that that's, they need something else, they need something more. In each particular place where Paul planted churches, there was a different challenge, there was a different focus of what needed to be rethought about in the kingdom of God. Let's just spend some time. Where is in our time, are there challenges to the truth of that? Where do people try and add more to the message of Jesus? Where are people trying to change the good news of Jesus in our time? Let's pray for those particular situations, and let's pray for those people who seek to stand up for who Jesus is and all that he has done. So again, in your groups or by yourself, just what does God put on your heart to pray for in that particular area? And so, Father, we pray for those who would speak out for truth in our nation. Those in church leadership, those in political leadership, those in business leadership, education. Father, we pray for all those people who stand up for your truth, who hold fast to all that you have said and done. Father, we ask for your protection. Father, we pray that they would be people who walk in humility and integrity. Father, we pray that they would speak clearly of who you are and what you've done. Because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we've prayed, but there is an encouragement for us today as well in this reading. Paul says, we have confidence in the Lord that you are doing, speaking to the church in Thessalonica, but speaking to us, and will continue to do the things we command. His confidence is not in a young church that's got it all sorted. His confidence is not in their abilities and their strengths. His confidence is in the word before, the Lord is faithful. He is at work in our nation. He is at work in our city. He is at work in each of our lives. And he is faithful. He will complete what he's purposed to do. We need to choose to let him do that. But he will do it. And so Paul's confidence is in God. That he will do it. And so there's a reminder for us today. However we're feeling, whatever's going on in our circumstance, whether we're feeling in an amazing place with God and he's so close and his presence is so amazing, or whether we feel like we're in the midst of a storm and just unsure of where we are going and what is going on, God is faithful and he will do it. But encouragement too, for a commitment to continue to do the things that he's commanded in God's faithfulness, What is he speaking to you today to do? As we follow the pattern of Jesus, where is he asking of you to do something that is Jesus-shaped? Perhaps he's inviting you to spend more time with him, to learn about who he is and what he's done. Perhaps he's encouraging you to speak out of who God is to others. Perhaps he's asking you to invite others to carol services or to whatever. What is God speaking to you today? I encourage you to continue in what God has called you to do and has commanded you through the teachings of Jesus. And that summary that finishes this: may the Lord direct your hearts. The direction that Paul wants to remind them of in this teaching. In our hearts, in God's love, who he is and what he's done. And in Christ's perseverance. A reminder of what God has done for us and what he's calling us to do in response. A perseverance of Jesus' works in our lives. As he calls us to be his hands and feet, his body in this time. The Lord directs us in God's heart, in God's love, and Christ's perseverance. So our encouragement today is God is faithful. He will do it. But what is he asking you in that faithfulness, his faithfulness, to step into as we seek to be Christ's hands and feet? Let's pray. Father, I thank you again for your word. I thank you that your word challenges our mind to understand you afresh, to help us to understand who you are. But I thank you that your word is so practical as well, that it gives us things to do and to live out. And so, Father, I pray for each one of us this morning that we would know and remember afresh that God is faithful. However we feel today, whatever is going on, that he is faithful. Father, I pray that we would know God's love, the Father's love afresh today. But we would also know what it is that you're calling each one of us to do in response. That we might walk in the ways of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help each one of us to hear your voice clearly, that we might walk in that way. Because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As we come to the end.